أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وكأي من آية في السماوات والأرض يمرون عليها وهم عنها معرضون. الله سبحانه وتعالى in ayah number 105 informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the obstinacy of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and those who do not accept his message. After relating the entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam to them, they still did not bring iman, and they came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Yusuf alayhi salam to test his authenticity, to test whether he was a true Nabi from Allah, receiving wahi and divine revelation. And after the surah was revealed, it was obvious that he is a Nabi, but they still did not accept the message, and they still did not embrace him as a Nabi of Allah. So Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consoling him, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many signs they are. They are multiple. There are many signs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both the heavens and the earth, يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا, which they pass by. They pass it by every day of their lives. They see these ayat, they see these signs. They are different channels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in order for hidayah to come to a person. One is wahi, divine revelation. Divine revelation. But not everyone has access to divine revelation. Not everyone has access to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken. So that is one source and channel through which hidayah and guidance can come to a person. Another channel is the ayat, the signs. A person looks at the creation of Allah. This is a very powerful, powerful way of attracting somebody towards Allah, that there is a divine supreme being that is in control of the entire universe and every creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws their attention to that. If they have not accepted the divine revelation and the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, if that did not draw them to Islam, then there are so many other things. There are so many other ayat in the heavens and the earth, يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا, which they pass by on a daily basis, وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ, but they are heedless of it. They just don't think of this ayah and the sign that can be a source of their guidance and hidayah, which means they don't want to be guided. They don't want to be guided. They don't want hidayah. They know they'll have to make this huge lifestyle change. They'll have to abandon and they'll have to forgo their desires and their pleasures so that it suits the desires and the pleasures of Allah. So they are heedless of these signs. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most of them will not bring iman in Allah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illa wa hum mushrikun, except that they are polytheists. Most of them, most of these mushrikeen will remain mushrikeen, associating partners unto Allah. Afa aminu an ta'tiyahum ghashiyatun min adabillah. Do they feel safe? Do they feel secure that an enveloping punishment from Allah will not seize them? Are they so complacent? Are they so secure? Are they so fearless that they do not fear an enveloping ghashiya? Ghashiya is something that envelopes and surrounds a person. Are they so secure? Do they feel so safe that this punishment does not afflict them from Allah and completely surrounds them? أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتًا. Do they feel secure that the final hour will come to them suddenly? وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they do not even realize, they do not even perceive it, they are not even expecting it, and all of a sudden it comes and seizes them. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ. This is my way. Whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you will tread this way with me or not, this is my way. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ. The way of Islam and the way that I am calling you towards. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. I invite towards the one Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. With full knowledge, with insight. I am not inviting you towards a path, towards a way based on ignorance, without any information, without any knowledge. Full insight, full knowledge. أَنَا I invite towards this path of mine, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, and all those who follow me, all my followers, they too will invite towards the very same path. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ, pure is Allah, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and I am not from amongst the polytheists. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, they who every now and again make this objection and this absurd claim that if Allah wanted to send a messenger on earth, why did Allah choose a human being? Why did Allah not select a man? Why did Allah select a man? Why did He not select an angel? Why in the form of a human being who has weaknesses? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا, before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we only sent men. We always sent men. There was never a situation where we had sent down an angel to act as a messenger. It wouldn't make sense. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالٍ نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, to whom we have sent wahi, مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَى, from the people of the very city that they lived amongst. So the messenger was not someone who came from out of town, because it would give people to reject him. It would give people reason to deny him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent before you men, only men, whom we have revealed and given wahi to, from the people on the city that they lived in. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah says, did they not travel in the land? Do they not go and travel in the different parts of the land and earth? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and do they not study what was the outcome and the result of those who came before them? The story of Nuh is before them, the story of Ad is before them, the story of Thamud, the people of Lut, alayhimu salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not go and see what was the outcome of those who were before them, who rejected and who denied the messengers? وَلَدَالُ آخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, Allah says, the abode of the akhirah is way better, is far, far better, is full of goodness for those who have taqwa. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, do they not think, do they not understand? May Allah grant us the understanding.